Dan Kingston here, asking you to do me a huge favor. Will you possibly rate the Dan Kingston podcast on Apple Podcasts? Each new rating, believe it or not, really does have a major impact on the way Apple's algorithm recommends content. With just one quick click, you can help promote citizen journalism and end the stranglehold of the mainstream media. Together, we're going to do this. Thank you. I really appreciate your support.
Caution. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. The world is asking questions about China, the United States, along with the UK, Germany, France, Australia, and Canada, and more are all pushing for an independent investigation into the origins of coronavirus and the response by China, or lack thereof, and first covering up and later downplaying the severity of the Wuhan virus. Remember, no human-to-human transmission. China said that was impossible. And they used the WHO, the World Health Organization, to spread what now is apparent was blatant propaganda, a cover-up, costing many, many lives. And even as a civilized world comes together in investigating China's role, you had CNN just last month blaming Trump for calling out China. That's right. CNN blamed Trump for calling out China, saying he was doing so merely for political reasons. How unfair is that when now you have the entire world, the entire Western world, civilized world, coming together, criticizing China, wanting to investigate China, wanting an independent investigation into China. And how does China respond? Well, by showing their true colors in many ways, threatening boycotts and other strong arm tactics, Chinese diplomats seemingly acting like thugs on the world stage, Chinese experts, people who spend their entire lives studying the Chinese Communist Party, they're puzzled. Why are Chinese diplomats acting like thugs on the world stage? Don't they realize they're exposing themselves? Maybe they do, but they're just so fed up, I guess, that they are showing it. They're showing how upset they are. They're spreading propaganda. They're blaming Italy for the virus. The Chinese Communist Party is blaming the United States Army for the virus. They're blaming anyone but themselves. And you have American mainstream media, instead of pointing a finger at the culprit here, China, they blame our president, our duly elected president. You know, just because I support the president, just because I believe that the vast, vast majority of his supporters are liberty-loving patriots, because of those reasons, it doesn't necessarily make me a Trump cheerleader. Just because I get offended when CNN acts like a traitor, when they act like they have spies embedded in their ranks, Chinese spies, Chinese Communist Party spies, embedded deep within our media organizations and our deep state apparatus, just because I point those things out and I get upset about those things doesn't mean that I agree with everything Trump's doing. It doesn't mean I'm a Trump cheerleader. There's plenty that I could point out. And at the same time, what are the alternatives here? What are the alternatives? The guy with dementia that can't even finish a thought, who's obviously just a puppet, a placeholder for whoever the DNC really wants to put in, whoever the VP is, right? That's going to be the president, whoever the VP is. It's not going to be Biden. Will Biden even be the nominee? Will he even survive long enough? Is that the whole game plan, is to nominate the guy with dementia that wouldn't make it to the election so the DNC can just put in Hillary Clinton or Cuomo or anyone but Bernie, right? Anyone but Bernie, anybody but the guy who's actually going to shake things up. The same paradigm on the left that you had on the right only the left. They're too much of a bunch of pussies to actually follow through with their conviction. They couldn't follow through with what their heart told them what was right. Their heart said Bernie. Their brain said Biden. And they trusted their brain. A liberal should never trust their brain. A liberal or a very far leftist, they are more in touch with their emotion, and they should run with it. You have people on the more on the conservative end, more analytical, and they should run with the facts, more fact-based, analytical, and they should be wary of their emotion. Okay, so there's two different sides. Now, you can be highly developed and have a both, a mix. This is ideal. You got to have some ideal. Ideally, you want to have some of that emotion and fact, and have that guide your intuition. That's what this podcast is about. That's what I try to do, balance the emotion with the fact. But when it comes to science, when it comes to infectious disease, there really is no place for emotion. And that's why the far left is so wrong when it comes to draconian lockdowns because of coronavirus. They're giving in to their fear. They're giving in to their emotion. And it's not serving them well in this crisis. You know, one thing that you see talked about now, suicides, are they increasing? Are they increasing from coronavirus? You got people, they say, no. They're not increasing from coronavirus. And then you have others pointing out, hey, there really is an increase in anxiety and loneliness and the isolation, job loss, unemployment. A psychology professor at Harvard, Matthew Nock, I want to read a quote. He says, there's not only an increase in anxiety, but the more important piece is social isolation. We've never had anything like this. And we know social isolation is related to suicide. Listen, if you're listening and you're feeling down or depressed, get help. Give somebody a call. Call the National Suicide Hotline or whoever you have who's a resource for you, because things get better. And right when you're getting so gloomy and doomy, you know, it's hard to go and think around the corner when things, the sun comes up and things get better, right? Because things turn around. This too shall pass. But it would be amiss to say that people were not taking their lives. People are making that mistake. The mistake in thinking things will not get better. And because of that, because of in many respects, the hope that was seized from people by government officials who made things look, and they continue to make things look so dark, so dark. Well, you can't blame people, especially those on the verge, you know, those who are already kind of who are on the edge. So I do think you have an increase from coronavirus, of depression, of anxiety, of all these things. And going outside, getting vitamin D helps prevent that. Also, it helps apparently prevent you from getting the disease altogether, coronavirus. Vitamin D, get it through the sun. They're saying now that it's more important to get some vitamin D than it is to be so scared about skin cancer, right? A lot of people, they would lather on that sunscreen, and then you're not getting any of the vitamin D. You're not getting any of that essential vitamin that, you can get through supplements, and they fortify the milk and with vitamin D. But the best way, right, is through the environment, through the sun. And you also got the ACLU's issuing warnings on fever screening devices. And this is something I said, you know, you're going to need these fever screening devices to open up. You need them. But the ACLU is pointing out the warning. People could be discriminated, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. You could find something against anything. At a certain point, you need to open up. You need to open up. You got to have to find a way to do it. A fever screening device is better than a mask. A mask is better than being shut down in your home indefinitely. I mean, it's all relative. There's all varying degrees to these things, right? And, you got countries issuing varying guidelines on sex. Countries are issuing varying guidelines on sex. Dutch officials, the Netherlands, they're recommending that locked down singles find sex buddies. And yeah, but you got to find a sex buddy because human contact is important, according to the Netherlands. Director of the Danish Health Authority is encouraging casual interaction, saying sex is good, sex is healthy. And San Francisco says, make sure to limit your sex to your main partner. And it makes you wonder, San Francisco, shouldn't we all be limiting sex to our main partner? Or are you still in the swinging 60s? I guess they're still in the swinging 60s because they say, limit it to your main partner. And sorry, your side partner is out of luck today. I want to go back to the world asking questions about China, because it's really horrible, the response to the world wanting an independent investigation. You have Australian Prime Minister on April 29th. He said, it would seem entirely reasonable and sensible that the world would want to have an independent assessment of how this all occurred so we can learn the lessons and prevent it from happening again. And the China's ambassador threatened a boycott of Australia products because of that statement, because Australia is pushing for an independent investigation. When Sweden's health minister wrote, the global situation of COVID-19 is under control. When the situation is under control, it is both reasonable and important that an international independent investigation be conducted to gain knowledge about the origin and spread of the virus. That's Sweden's health minister. And in response, China threatened to withhold personal protective equipment from the EU. China demanded the EU change part of a report exposing China's cover-ups. And under that threat of withholding personal protective equipment, face masks, other medical gear, in response to that threat, the EU did alter their report to be less critical of the Chinese Communist Party. This is according to the Hong Kong newspaper, the South China Morning Post. And again, so you got these Chinese diplomats acting like thugs, and this seems to be at the discretion of President Xi Jinping. Chinese experts are puzzled. A Chinese expert, Steve Tseng, out of London, says the aggressive Chinese propaganda and diplomacy will antagonize other countries, which will review their China policy after COVID-19 crisis is over, and some will backtrack from the globalization process that has benefited China so much. Well, thank God. Thank the Lord, the Heavenly Father, that we are going to push back against globalization. You know, this whole fallacy that one country's borders doesn't exist and in fact is detrimental to the country itself. That's the most ludicrous concept. The whole idea behind globalization, how it was pushed down our throats, because that's okay if you lose your job and if you're outsourced, as long as you save a dollar at Walmart. Just save a dollar at Walmart, you can trade that for a million jobs. That's the promise of globalization. You get cheap foreign workers. You get cheap workers who aren't cheap. You get expensive foreign workers who replace middle-class jobs. You get everything. And you get no respect for people that grew up, that were born in this country. You get no respect for citizens who went through the process of doing it the hard way. Instead, the riches from the country, they mean nothing for the people that are supposed to get rewarded from those riches. Instead, it goes to illegal immigrants. It goes to foreign workers. Citizens get thrown under the bus. The globalist bloodsuckers take advantage. And people like the Chinese Communist Party rise to power. Well, they've been exposed. Coronavirus has exposed the treachery of Chinese globalism.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.